Well, after a brief but hectic romance, Jane's niece Betty and Carl, the nephew of Mr. Ace's business partner, were married. They're on their honeymoon even now, as we look in on the Ace's bungalow a few evenings later and find Mr. Ace with his evening paper and Jane with some very sad thoughts as Marge enters from her room dressed to go out. Listen.
You didn't hear a taxi honking for me out there, did you?
What?
You didn't hear... Oh, never mind. I'll see for myself.
Where are you going, Marge?
Neil's sending a cab for me. I'm meeting him downtown. He said the car'd be here at 8:30.
Oh, well, you still got 10 minutes, then.
Nope, I don't see it out there.
It's only 8:20. You still got 10 minutes. Where are you and Neil go... Where'd you get that hat?
All right, now. No cracks about my hat.
I heard a man say the other day that he used to get scared when he saw the bills for his wife's hat. Now he gets scared when he sees a hat.
Oh, now, this isn't that bad, is it? How do you like it, Jane? Jane?
What?
How's this hat look on me?
Oh, it's lovely, Marge. You look stunned.
Oh, I do.
Yes, it's lovely. You look like you just stepped out of a bandwagon.
Yeah, that's what I meant about the hat. It does look...
Well, Jane, I must say you don't sound very enthused about it.
Well, I'm not very happy tonight.
No?
What's wrong, Jane?
Well, with Betty gone, it's just kind of lonesome here. Just the two of us left here.
Well, that's not very flattering to me, Jane.
Oh, I said it looked lovely, Marge.
No, I mean, I'm still here. What do you mean, just the two of you alone?
Oh, well, in 10 minutes, we'll be alone, dear. Just the two of us. It was just a year ago that she came here to live with us, and now...
And now she's married and happy, and look at you. You're positively miserable.
Why, Jane, you wanted her to get married. You worked for her.
Yes, I know, but just the thing that is lonesome here... Just the two of us left alone, dear.
Yes, getting old and gray.
Yes, getting old and gray.
Who? Not you, Jane.
Do I look old to you, dear?
Oh, of course not. After all, a man's as old as he looks, and a woman's as old as she likes.
A man's as old as he looks?
I don't understand you, Jane. All this time you were working your head off to find some nice boy for Betty to marry.
I know, Marge, but you don't understand what I mean.
I understand that your sister wanted you to find somebody for Betty, and now that you did, and what a find he is... Say, I'll bet your sister's happy about it.
Well, yes, I guess so. But I just got this letter today. She cried when she wrote it.
She cried?
Yes, after all, it was a shock to her when I sent that telegram.
Oh,
yes, of course it was a shock, but a pleasant shock, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but, well, here's what she says. I'll read you part of it. Let me see what she says about being shocked. Are you sure his uncle has all that money you said he... No, that isn't the part.
Well, that's shocking enough right there.
Oh, no, wait. Now, let me see if I can find where she cried. Maybe the uncle can find something for Betty's father to do in the... No, that isn't it either.
Well, that sounds like a cry for help.
Oh, but she cried terribly in some places because the ink is... Oh, here it is. Now, listen to this. You know, Jane, I had always dreamed of a big, beautiful wedding. But as things turned out, I wasn't even at the wedding at all. My only child... That's where she cried. Look at the block where...
Yes, go on, Jane. Read some more.
My only child... Well, I guess a mother must expect her children to grow up and go away, even as our mother did.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of mother, of course, she was very happy about the news. She has been having some terrible pains in the leg, and she went to a big specialist last week, and after he examined her, he told her that all her teeth must come out. Mother was so disgusted that she took out her upper and lower plate and laid them on the doctor's desk and walked
what?
Out.
What?
What it says here.
That's priceless.
I can imagine the look on that doctor's face.
Oh, I've got to tell that to Neil tonight. Oh, is that a car out there?
Yes, I think I do hear a horn.
Oh, I've got to go. Well, so long, Jane. Snap out of it. You ought to be very happy that Betty's so comfortably married. I'll probably get in late tonight, so I'll see you at breakfast in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Marge.
Good night, Marge. Alone. Just the two of us.
Oh, stop it. You're giving me the creep. What's the matter with you?
Don't you understand, dear? Here we are, you and I, and these four walls alone.
Well, the six of us should be very happy here, Jane.
Six?
I don't get what you're driving at.
Well, let me see if I can explain it.
Yes, I wish you would.
Well, it's just that there's nothing to do.
nothing to do.
No, we just have to sit here like a bum on a log, toddling our thumbs.
We do, huh?
Yeah, nothing to think about. Before, at least, I was busy trying to think of somebody for Betty to marry. And...
oh, I think I see.
Well, tomorrow...
what?
Came the dawn. You finally understood.
Oh, came the dawn. Yes. Yeah, you're not happy unless you're meddling in somebody's business.
Well, I like to help people.
Yes, you certainly helped the romance between Betty and Carl.
I certainly did. Who thought of introducing them?
Yes, and who thought of making Mr. Neff so mad that he almost stopped them from getting married?
Don't change the subject. Didn't I introduce them? If it hadn't been
for me. I know, Jane. So that's what's eating you. You find yourself without somebody's business to butt into.
Oh, it's not exactly
I know exactly what it is, and I don't understand it. Why can't you just be content to let life go on smoothly without any help from you?
I like to help people.
You like to mix in with other people's problems, is that?
Yes, and if I can help, I'm glad to do it.
But some things work out without any help, especially the kind you give. Can't you just find to let things go in your own life to worry about?
Well, Betty was my own
life. Yes, I know, but you don't get what I mean. Now, take right now, for instance. Everything's quiet and serene. Not a worry, is there? And yet you're worrying because there isn't a worry.
Well, I just can't sit here like a bum on a log and not do anything.
Why?
Why?
Yes, I'd like to understand your philosophy, Jane. Look, aren't there enough troubles that crop up in everyday life without borrowing trouble? Do you have to look for it? You certainly don't have to sit around here moping because somebody has a problem that you can lend a helping hand to. Let well enough alone and be thankful that things are going so well. Don't you see what I mean?
Scotch. I don't get it.
Scotch. I mean that you don't have to have troubles to be happy, do you?
Well, I like to have something to think about. But what have I got now? Here we are, just the two of us alone. Oh, the door.
Yeah, here we were, just the two of us alone.
I wonder who this is. Just a minute. I'll go, dear. I wonder who can be coming here tonight.
I don't know, but it's 10 to 1. You'll find something to mix into.
Hello, Mother.
Cokie, well, this is a surprise. How are you, Cokie?
Oh, fine. Is Uncle Ace home?
Just fine. Come in. Dear, look who's here.
Yeah, hello, Cokie.
Hello, Uncle Ace. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good.
I don't have to ask how you are. You look in the pink.
Oh, he does not. He's just kidding. You look fine, Cokie. Where have you been all this time?
Oh, I've been busy working.
Where?
At the dance hall. I got my job back. You remember where I used to work last year as a bouncer?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got promoted. I'm chief bouncer now.
Oh, chief bouncer.
Yeah.
Well.
I got two other bouncers working under me.
Cokie, we never see you anymore.
I know, Mother, but I've been so busy
working. Did you hear about Betty?
No, what happened?
What happened? She just got married, that's all.
Married? Who to?
Carl Neff. His uncle's Uncle Ace's partner.
Gee, that's what... why didn't somebody invite me to the wedding?
There wasn't any wedding.
They eloped.
Yeah.
They're on their honeymoon now. Isn't it exciting? Well, what's new?
Oh, not much. Betty got married.
Yeah, I know that. I just told you that, remember?
Oh, no, I wasn't telling you that. I was just thinking it over.
Oh, I thought you were telling me.
Yes, we got that straightened out, Jane. How's it happen you're not working tonight, Cokie?
Oh, I get one night a week off. I usually go somewhere else on my night off, but tonight I thought I'd come here.
Oh, well, where do you usually go?
Oh, somewhere.
Where?
Oh, somewhere.
Where, Cokie?
Well, I go dancing.
Dancing on your night off?
Dancing with girls?
Sure, with girls.
What girls do you take to dancing?
Oh, I don't take them. I go stag. Then when I get there, if I see a girl I like, I kind of cut in. And if the fellow she's with don't like it and he tries to get tough, then a bouncer comes and tries to bounce me. That's how I find out how other people run the bouncing business. Keeps me on my toes.
Well, of all the incredible...
What did he say?
Nothing, Jane.
But what I came here for tonight is something else. Mother, you too, Uncle Ace.
Yes.
It was 2 years ago that you adopted me from that orphanage, remember?
2 years? Is it that long?
Oh, yes, 2 years next week. And I got to thinking, now that I'm doing so good... I'd like to go back and give a party for the kids I used to know back there.
A party?
Yeah, a big party. Like some of the other fellows used to do when they got out and started doing good. They used to come back, and sometimes they came back years later with a car and a chauffeur, too. That's what I want to do.
You want to be a chauffeur?
Yeah. No. I want to drive up and throw a big party for all the kids I used to know there. How for the new ones that came in after I left?
Oh, why all this?
Because it gives them ideas that maybe somebody... someday they can do it, too. You know, get out someday and make good. Just because you're an orphan, there's no reason you have to feel you can't do good. I want to see other fellas and some of the girls, too. When they see him come back and they throw a party, well, it kind of makes the kids there feel like there's a chance for them. You see?
Well, now, that sounds very magnanimous. You're okay, Cookie.
Then I can do it?
Throw the party? Why, sure.
I mean about the car.
Car? What about the car?
Well, can I borrow your car and drive up in it when I throw the party?
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Do you need a car?
Sure. I want to show the kids I've done good.
But it's not your car.
Well, they don't know it. Oh. And I got the money saved up for the party, all the things I'm going to buy, and presents, too.
Presents?
Yeah, Mother. A lot of fellas did it while I was there, and the women, too. They used to come back and throw parties like that.
Oh, I see. And you want to do it now?
Yeah. After 2 years out of the orphanage, I became successful.
Oh, you did?
Sure, I got everything I want.
Oh.
I want to show them I'm thankful for it. I bring a lot of sandwiches, a pop, and cake, and...
Sandwiches for children? Now, wait a minute. You let me attend to that party.
Oh, she's happy again.
Well, he can't bring sandwiches there. They need something hot. Now, you just leave that part to me, Cokie. I'll go over and have a talk with that woman there. What's her name?
Who?
The one I talked to when I adopted you.
Mrs. Duffy?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Duffy. We'll arrange the whole thing.
But I want to do it, Mother.
Now, Cokie, Mother knows best. You can't do it your way. Sandwiches. We'll have a nice party, and you'll be the host. We'll have entertainment and recitations, and we'll have...
Recitations? You mean like Mary Had a Little Lamb? Oh, Mother.
Well, lamb's better than sandwiches.
What's the matter with sandwiches? I like sandwiches. I eat sandwiches all the time.
Yes, and look at you, how thin you're getting.
I am not. I'm in great shape.
Yes, but you used to be much fatter when you ate nice hot food here at our house. But I'll stick to you through thick and thin. Children need food with Vitaphones to build them up. Now, you just leave the whole party.
Well, Jane's happy once again. She has something to keep her busy. Just how she goes about arranging Cokie's party and what complications that may lead to, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.